You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We're back, folks. You just heard me there flipping through my new copy of 1984. I've got some passages I'll share with you right after we listen to Jim Jordan for a bit here. Let's turn Jim Jordan back on. Boy, you know, our heroes are few and far between. He's one of them. This Jim Jordan, if Donald Trump, he is going to need a running mate in 2024. Yeah. Do I need to tell you? It ain't going to be Mike Pence. It's not going to be Trump Pence in 2024. So who will it be? Trump Jordan? That would be a good one. Trump DeSantis? The great governor of Florida. One reason not to have DeSantis might be you want to keep him as governor of Florida, but Trump DeSantis, Trump Jordan. Here we go. Trump Bongino.
Texas is near the bottom of the 50 states, but all the states at the top are lockdown states. So how great was that? That guess didn't seem to be too good.
Now he's referring to Fauci, who actually he's got so much cheek. He actually says, you know, I'm guessing. So he makes his guesses. Do you need a mask? You don't need a mask. He's flip-flop Fauci. He's been all over the place. But when Governor Abbott, who's a coward and, you know, maybe, you know, pretty close to being a rhino, when he did something a little bit right and started opening up Texas and ending the lockdown, the Fauci lockdown, Fauci immediately got his ugly face on national TV and said Texas is in for a rough ride. The virus, we're going to have a spike in Texas, because people are taking off their masks and they're going out in public and they're eating food together and they're visiting their families. They're driving in cars together. But what happened? What happened? Now Jordan is pointing to a mask area. He's got a mask. Yeah, he's talking through his mask. But he's pointing at a chart behind him, which shows that in Michigan, a lockdown state, Jordan is referring Fauci to actual facts to which Fauci is allergic. And he is here. He's Governor Whitmer, the bondage lady, the leather whips and leather lady. She's got Michigan strapped down, and she's cracking her whip on standing over everybody in Michigan with her stiletto high heels. The 7-day running average of cases in per 100,000 in Michigan in the chart is 551. That's your lockdown state. And then Jordan is saying, well, wait a minute, Fauci, look at Texas. In Texas, the rate is, let me get my chart here. The rate in Texas, instead of 551, is 77. A seventh a seventh of the rate in Michigan. Okay. So what happened, Dr. Liar? Fauci has no explanation for that. At one point, Fauci, he's so good at squirming. He's fast on his feet. You have to give him that. He didn't get to the top of the National Institutes of Health virus program by not being a good liar. At one point, he starts saying, well, Michigan's a cold state and Texas is a warm state. And maybe it's the warmth down in Texas is knocking out the virus. But Jordan's truly intelligent. He comes back. He says, well, what about Wisconsin, Fauci? Wisconsin's colder than Michigan. Okay? Next door. And he points out, Wisconsin is not a lockdown state. And their 7-day running average per 100,000 is the same as Texas's, 109, one-fifth of the Michigan rate. So explain that, Mr. Fauci, you fraud. And of course he can't. And in fact, I think, you know, if we ever get the truth on any of these things, I think we'll find out that everybody wearing masks for a year actually sickened hundreds of millions of people, lowered the health of the country drastically, actually increased the number of virus infections. There's never been any evidence whatsoever that dragging yourself around in toy masks, when I have to put one on, you know, I go into a store or something, I just reach down among the dust and dirt of the floor of my car, pick up whatever's down there. I kind of get a little kick out of putting a mask on that's got some big smudges and dirt and other indescribable things on it. I wear it down under my nose, and I like beard hairs poking through it. I even have, I'm going to make a confession. Did I make this confession? There's a thing called fakemask.com. You can buy a fake mask that's actually basically women's hosiery. It's just like nylons, women's nylons, nicely crafted into a mask. So you can put this thing on, it's black, and when you put it on, it's as if you have nothing on. It's just sheer hose that goes on your face. But it looks enough like a mask. It fools everybody. But one of the tip-offs that you're wearing women's hosiery on your face is that if you have a beard, gentlemen, your beard pokes right through the same way your beard pokes through your wife's hosiery. So it looks a little weird. Anyway, let's go back to Jim Jordan.
What explains why Texas is so darn low compared to the rest of the state? Lockdown states have a much higher case rate than the state of Texas, which is over a month ago now, said we're not going to lock down, we're not going to have all these mandates that you say we have to have.
Yeah, there's a difference between lockdown and the people obeying the lockdown. You know, you could have a situation where they say we're going to lock down, and yet you have people doing exactly what they want to do.
Is that what is happening in the top 8 states in the country? They're just not following what's been told. They're not listening to Dr. Fauci.
Now, there's classic Fauci. And by the way, we're going to go to Vaughn in Jim Jordan's great state of Ohio in just a moment. Hang on, Vaughn. But you see, here Fauci. See, Fauci's quick on his feet. He says, well, you say there's a lockdown in Michigan, but maybe they're not complying with the lockdown. Maybe that's what's going on. That's why they're at 551 cases per 100,000 on a 7-day moving average. He's quick. He's quick. You know, maybe it's warmer. Maybe it's colder. Maybe they're not complying, et cetera, et cetera. A professional liar. Let's listen a little bit more to Jim Jordan, and then we'll go to Vaughn in Ohio.
Fauci?
I'm sorry, you're speaking so fast, I'm not even hearing what you're saying.
Well, you can look at the numbers.
I can't see that, it's too far away.
Okay, well, Michigan's at 551 cases per 100,000, Texas is at 77, Wisconsin's at 109 because their state Supreme Court overruled their governor, their Republican court, and said, we're not going to have a lockdown in Wisconsin. and their numbers are 5 times lower than the state of Michigan, which is right next door.
Chairman, time has expired.
But Mr. Chairman, it's typical when there's a question on the table that the witness gets a chance to respond to that last question. I want to know why.
Why
Wisconsin's at 109 and right next door, Michigan's at 551. Michigan is locked down and Wisconsin isn't.
I think the gentleman answered.
Now, you're hearing the chairman of this committee, this Clyburn of South Carolina. Now, he's the guy that propelled Joe Biden into the presidency by rounding up the vote fraud in South Carolina and giving Joe Biden his first primary victory in the Democratic race. If you remember, this is, I mean, you say, you know, this, you can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden was dead in the water coming out of New Hampshire. He had finished, correct me if my facts are a little bit fuzzy, Joe Biden in the early primaries, like New Hampshire, finished in fifth place. He was back there with Camel Nose Harris, who got 1% of the primary vote. How did Joe Biden get the nomination? Well, this guy Clyburn lied to fellow blacks in South Carolina, got a lot of them to vote for Biden in the primary, and that shut out Bernie Sanders. And then it was Biden, who was dead the day before coming out of New Hampshire, was all of a sudden the top runner the next day. But now Clyburn, listen to this. This is these liars at work. He's going to answer for Fauci and exhibit no logic or interest at all in the truth. And then sitting on the other side of Clyburn is what's her face from California, Waters. Maxine Waters, and she actually, I don't know if we'll get this audio or not, she actually tells Jim Jordan of Ohio, a great man, to shut up.
Did you quite clearly?
He didn't answer that.
There's a big difference in being a lockdown state by order and being a state that obeys orders. Did that answer the question, in my opinion?
Yep.
And with
we
that,
obey orders in
at least 30 seconds in the remaining of my time to Mr. Jordan.
Thank you. I appreciate the gentleman from New York.
Okay. It went on to another part of that hearing. Okay. Let's go to somebody a lot more interesting than Clyburn of South Carolina. Let's go to Vaughn in Ohio. Vaughn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you today?
Fine. You know, and whenever that question is asked now, I would have to, you know, put in the caveat, how are you? I even when I write letters to people now, I started out, you know, I say, well, everything's fine, we're doing great, you know, but I have to put in the sense, except for the Biden catastrophe, because this is so serious. I mean, Vaughn, this, what has happened, and this is, I think, I really look for those commentators and radio hosts and so on who depict in their voice and their mannerism the gravity of the situation. And one thing I don't like that Laura Ingraham, she's a beautiful woman, and she gets carried away with being beautiful on TV too much, and she starts making a beautiful smile, like a party kind of smile, and she's gay and, you know, so on. It just doesn't, you can't communicate the emergency when you're acting pretty and you're showing off your great lipstick on TV. You're going to have to, you know, I think a lot of women are told, you know, come on, smile all the time, cross your legs, you know, stand up straight. But no, I give Laura permission, slump over in your chair, get a snarl on your face, act angry. I don't care whether you cross your legs. This is life or death for America. And we're in a situation where with Joe Biden, they want war with Russia. They want to complete the process of abdicating to China. They want China to take Taiwan. They want the U.S. Navy to be driven out of the Western Pacific. They want to finish giving any remaining nuclear and high-tech and space secrets that the Chinese have not already stolen from America. They want to complete the process and keep the Chinese fully updated on any of our research so that the Chinese could put a colony on the moon and then tell us to stick it. So I have to say, Vaughn, how am I doing? Everything in my life is going great.
Everything
except the communists have taken over my country. Now go ahead.
Yes, I know. And it's getting worse and worse. I think Jordan would be a good running mate for Trump coming up.
Yeah, now, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jordan represents, I think, the northwest corner of the state of Ohio.
Yes.
And, boy, is he a good – boy, you guys sent us a really good congressman.
And I have a perfect name for Kamala Harris, our vice president. It should be Camel Toe.
Oh, I've heard that one. I just go with Camel Toe. Yeah, I get it. But I go with camel nose, and she does look like a camel. I mean, I'm not making it up. And there's nothing wrong with comparing people with rodents and so on. Like, what's his face? Do you remember Rod Rosenstein?
Rosenstein, yes.
He looks like a rodent. So
like a
rat. Yeah, I mean, he does look like a rat. And so I always pronounced his name Rob Rodentstein. And that fits. There's another one. Who's that guy on TV, the really chubby guy on, I don't know whether it's CNN or MSNBC. I can't remember his name. But he gets described as a, not a teddy bear, like a, who's that guy with the tire company with the inflated guy?
The Michelin guy?
Yeah, he looks like the Michelin man. And now Donald Trump has taken to describing Liz Cheney as crazy Liz Cheney. That's a good one. He reserved that name for Nancy Pelosi earlier, crazy Nancy Pelosi. And then there's crying Chuck Schumer. We could use that one on Geraldo Rivera because he uses that all the time. The communists do this all the time. This fake syrupy, I care about people, can you imagine the all of the black mothers all over America cradling their dying son with blood on their apron? They've just finished making pancakes and they come out of the kitchen and their son is dying because white cops are machine gunning all the black youth of America. And Bongino called
it. It is extreme.
Yeah. And Bongino, who, he just nailed Geraldo and said, cut the crap. Cut the crap, Geraldo. White America doesn't hate black America. White cops don't drive around sticking their service revolvers out the window and taking pot shots at black people they see on the sidewalk. That's what you sound
like.
It's
just all a narrative.
Yeah, it's all. And I love this guy, Dr. Let me remember his name, Theodore Dalrymple, who says the more preposterous the lie they can perpetrate on you, that they can force upon you, the better. Because now
like
you have
these masks. They're the biggest lie of all. You know how I knew the masks didn't work was the first time I wore it into the grocery store, and I got it on real tight and proper, and I walked back to the fish department, and I can smell the lobsters. And I'm thinking, if I can smell these lobsters, how's this going to stop a virus?
Oh, well, I love that one, yeah. And another one is this. Somebody's done this on the internet, I think a bunch of people have, where they put up a video of themselves taking a drag on a cigarette, then pulling their mask back up over their face and exhaling. And the smoke comes out everywhere. The mask doesn't filter. It comes out their eyes, their cheeks, their chin, and it comes right out through their nose, straight out of the mask. And of course, cigarette smoke particles speaking microscopically are huge. They're hundreds of times larger than a virus particle. And so
if the smoke is
just blowing unimpeded through this stupid little blue mask that everybody's being forced to wear. The virus is just going in and out and in and out. The virus is laughing at you. The point of the mask is to humiliate. And you can see I'm as much as I can, whenever I'm in a store where, it looks like there are real men in the store. Like if I go into a lumber yard or a hardware store, I take the mask off because there are enough real men around that'll take the mask off. But then you get into these wimpy settings.
You know what? In Ohio, they're so lenient, I've hardly wore mine.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, stay with me, Vaughn. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of a free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tomorrow night, Monday night, Donald Trump will spend 1 hour talking with Sean Hannity on his regular 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time TV show. I think it's going to be a big launch moment for us. Donald Trump is our commander. He's our leader. He's the inspiration for what we're doing right now. And there isn't some other person. There isn't some other, who can marshal us. We've got great lieutenants like Jim Jordan, but none of them at this point can be the leader. So stay tuned for Donald Trump tomorrow night. And we've got Vaughn with us from Jim Jordan State, Ohio. Vaughn, we were talking about the fact that I'm loving hearing you say that, you don't need to wear your mask much there in Ohio. That's really good news.
Yeah, it's better than what I thought it would be. It's not quite as humiliating. I mean, there's places you have to wear it because, grocery stores and where you go into the drugstore. But other than that, I won't wear it, period.
Well, Yeah, no, and when I'm in the grocery store, I see people coming towards me in the aisle, you know, a man and his wife, you know, and their kids, and they don't have the mask on. I give them a little thumbs up, you know, and I pull my mask down a little lower. And then right. And then as I say, if I'm in a lumberyard or a hardware store where you got, you know, hammer swinging guys, hey, forget the mask, stuff it in your pocket. No, and nobody's going to contradict you. You know, no little wimp at the check scan is going to say to this big guy with tool belt on, you know, put your mask on.
Here's a good question for you. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend went and got jabbed, and it didn't cost her a penny. And I heard advertisements, if you vacation to Alaska, you can get jabbed at the airport for free. The bottom line is, who's flipping the bill for all these vaccinations?
Well, of course,
what's the cost?
Yeah, well, of course you are, and the cost is enormous. And let me just say this about vaccination and vaccines in general. I'm not getting it. But I'll talk about two things. I'll talk about this injection, which many doctors, I mean, I'm listening to them. They're saying, they're saying it's not a vaccine. It's something else. It's an immunotherapy.
It's an experiment.
It's an experiment. Yeah, it's a bio experiment being done on all of you. And then just general vaccines from the past. I think I had a polio shot when I was a little boy, and I may have had one other vaccination as a little kid in elementary school. That's it.
Yeah, remember that big vaccination where it looked like the size of a pencil on your left arm, and the scar stayed there forever.
Yeah, that's the one where they poked you repeatedly, and it did. I might be able to find that one on my arm now, but that was I was 8 years old or something like that. That's it. And I'll just give you my speculation. I'm not a doctor, folks. There's no medical advice contained herein. But I'll just tell you, my speculation is that the fact that I haven't had, I'm 72, I'll be 73 in 2 months. If I had been getting vaccinated every year for that entire time, and we've had a flu every year, we've always had the flu. It will always be with us. If I got a flu vaccination every year, I would have had 70 injections of weird things that people like Dr. Fauci, one reason I'm not real thrilled with flus is when I realize it's people like Dr. Fauci or vaccines, they're developed by people like Dr. Fauci. And they have they obviously have a kind of a club, and it's a very corrupt club. And I don't want somebody injecting somebody I don't trust and that I despise who hates me. I know Fauci hates me. I don't want him injecting intramuscular, vials of material into me every year. But here's my speculation, folks. I'm healthy as a horse. I don't get sick at all. I'm handsome as hell. No, sorry. I don't get sick at all. And I have, other than that polio shot when I was a little boy, I've never been vaccinated. And here's my speculation. I think my I contend as a complete layman that the reason I don't ever get sick is because I got one hell of an immune system. And that's what God gave me. And all of us, an immune system that's a miracle. It's mind-bogglingly complex, precise, miraculous. That immune system has got millions and hundreds of millions of... Go ahead. That is what keeps you well. If you lost your immune system, Dr. Fauci could pump injections into you. He could put you on a vaccine drip. And if your immune system collapsed, you'd be dead within a day. That immune system is, folks, that is all you've got to stay healthy. And I'm speculating that somewhere along the way here in medical philosophy, somebody came up with a dumb false idea that the way to be healthy is inject people with weird things that scientists who don't know their, couldn't find their ass with both hands, inject people with things. No, you're messing with the immune system. You're tricking the immune system. You're probably in many cases shutting down people's natural God-given immune system. And meanwhile, these very same people like Fauci, who I view as evil. Notice it's no coincidence. They're not saying to people, hey, are you eating right? Hey, are you getting enough sunshine? Hey, are you staying optimistic? Hey, are you keeping your marriage together? Guess what? The health benefits of keeping your marriage together are a hell of a lot stronger than a Dr. Fauci vaccine. Are you doing right by your kids? You know, et cetera. Are you lowering your stress level? Are you not letting your boss get to you? You know, are you driving safely? Did you stop smoking? You know,
they don't
did you
seem to be
did you lose that 30 pound did you lose that 30 pound spare tire? Why isn't Fauci? I mean, I'll tell you what. You know, we have Woca-Cola. I love. Was it who said it? I think it was Sean Hannity was using the term Woca-Cola. The pukes at Coca-Cola Corporation, Atlanta, who are telling us that Donald Trump is the enemy and we patriots are the enemy. I'll tell you who the enemy is, and I'll tell you what Coca-Cola can do to fix the country, to help the country. They can shut their operation down, close every Coca-Cola bottling plant, and repaint every Coca-Cola toxic chemical delivery truck. Now, I'm just getting started on that, Vaughn. Stick with me. I want to finish that right after this break.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans.
I'll tell you a can I want to kick. I want to kick a Coca-Cola can. By the way, I was reading the history of Coca-Cola. The guy who developed Coca-Cola, where did that name Coca-Cola come from? Well, there were two sources. The guy who invented Coca-Cola and founded the company was addicted to morphine because of a Civil War battle injury. And where was it? Was it the battle, I think, of Columbia, Georgia, battle there? Anyway, he had so much pain, he was addicted to morphine. He wanted to get off the morphine. So he tried to he thought cocaine might do it. And so he could get cocaine out of coca leaves, the ones that are grown in South America now for all the cocaine coming up here by the hundreds of tons. And another source was the kola nut, K-O-L-A. So he thought if he could get himself hopped up on cocaine, maybe he could get off the morphine. And he invented a beverage, Coca-Cola, to hop himself up on cocaine to try to get off of morphine.
Yes.
So now let me give a little – so there's your glorious history, Mr. CEO of Coca-Cola, who can barely speak English. All the woke people at Coca-Cola, here's what you can do. You don't need to lecture the rest of us and tell us what to do. Here's what I recommend for all of you Coca-Cola executives. Shut down every Coca-Cola facility. Take every single Coca-Cola machine to a recycling center to be scrapped. Sell all the Coca-Cola trucks. And instead of firing all the patriotic welders on the Keystone Pipeline, let's train all the Coca-Cola truck drivers how to weld and get some pipelines going of oil and gas, and let's get that Coca-Cola out of our bloodstreams, because every single Coca-Cola product is toxic. It's toxic. It's poisonous. It's straight sugar, but it's worse than straight sugar, because it's high fructose corn syrup, which is way worse than pure sugar. It's the worst thing it's not the worst, but it's one of the worst things you could pump into your body. You're guaranteeing diabetes. You're guaranteeing obesity. You're guaranteeing high blood pressure. You're killing yourself. You're drinking a 2-liter bottle of soda pop every day. You're killing yourself, and you're killing members of your family. And Coca-Cola is guilty as sin. You're selling this toxic product, Coca-Cola. Stop lecturing us. Stop telling us how racist Donald Trump is and how racist we are. No, shut down all of your facilities if you care about black people that are dying by the hundreds of thousands of diabetes caused by you. That's what I have to say to Coca-Cola. But that's what we've got. That's what the left is made of. It's just pure BS, pure hypocrisy. But now let me go back to you, Vaughn, up there in the great state of Ohio.
Yeah, you know, Coke is so corrosive, it'll actually dissolve certain metals if it sits in there long enough.
Oh, funny you should mention that. During World War II, when mechanics were cleaning parts and stuff for, you know, engines and, you know, tanks and artillery and so on, if they ran out of solvent, you're right. They'd take a dirty part, put it in they had lots of Coke. They always had lots of Coca-Cola, made sure there was hundreds of thousands of tons of Coke always on hand for the troops to screw them up. You just put the dirty parts in a bath of Coca-Cola, and they come out beautiful, shiny. It's, you know,
it's a corrosive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The phosphoric acid in a Coke will just take your teeth, for example. I didn't even mention teeth. How many hundreds of millions of teeth have been dissolved by Coca-Cola products? You know, I'll tell you what.
Uncountable.
You talk about a good executive order from Commissar Biden. If he wants to be a dictator, well, you could use your dictatorship a little better, Commissar Biden. Sign an executive order making it illegal to manufacture or transport Coca-Cola. And require a national registry, a Coca-Cola registry, and Coca-Cola licensing. And you to drink a Coca-Cola, you got to get a license from the ATF. The FBI. Yeah, no, that's right. It'll dissolve. The phosphoric acid will simply dissolve. Your will instantly dissolve the calcium in your teeth. Take a tooth that falls out of your little kid's head. No, don't do it because you want to save it. But if you take a piece of bone or tooth, put it in some Coca-Cola overnight, and then look at the glass the next morning and look in vain for whatever you put in there because it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Anyway, so Well, Vaughn, thank you very much for calling in. And now, you know, I'm
excited.
You
were looking for a place to go to? You know where I was wanting to go to? What do you think of Wyoming?
Well, I've been through Wyoming one time. I love it. No, twice. I've been through Wyoming twice. It's a wonderful place, wonderful. And I'll tell you this, when you consider a place to go, ladies and gentlemen, use as your benchmark for your decision as to where to go. Don't go on the beaches, the surfing, the skiing. Go on the people. Go to the place where you are going to find Trump people, patriot people, your kind of people. And that score, Wyoming, it scores an A+. That is Trump country. But Wyoming, like North Dakota and like South Dakota, and you know, it's a little bit. If what you're into is the Grand Canyon or Malibu or sugar sand.
Yeah, you're not looking for big cities. That's for sure.
Not going to find a big cities, and you're not going to, thank goodness, and you're not going to find all the, these so-called exciting things. You're not going to find Niagara Falls. But you know, I'll tell you what, the people up here, and as you mentioned, Wyoming, they're beautiful, beautiful people. And now let's talk about our future, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk gloomy, and then let's talk hopeful. First of all, gloomy. If this whole thing comes apart, if the Democrats, the communists keep power, and we actually do witness a completed communist revolution in America, you're going to want to be in a place like North Dakota, a place like Wyoming.
You're going to want to be in Ohio, where we have our own militias to take care of business.
Yeah, Ohio is a great place.
So is Pennsylvania and West Virginia, all of them. We got so many hunters here. Don't never be afraid, because we got it handled here in this area.
I love hearing what you say, and I love your opposition, and that's the attitude to have. That's the George Patton, attitude. But George Patton used to ride into battle. He went into several battles at the top of a tank, right into machine gun fire. and he admitted later he wanted to, let the troops know. He exposed himself to, he had a real good chance of getting turned into Swiss cheese. But when he came back from those battles after sitting on top of an open turret of a tank, boy, did his men follow him. And were they loyal to him? Because they go, wow, look at General Patton. He's not hiding in the headquarters tent. But what I'm saying here, if it goes in the pessimistic direction, this is really going to be hell, Vaughn. And we got to think that way.
Right.
I'm not worried about myself, but you got to think about your kids and your grandkids and your posterity. And we might turn into a communist nation. We might, the Russians.
You got to have it. You got to have it in your heart. And soul, you have to be a patriot. And if the time comes that something's called of you to do, you got to do it.
I agree.
Or we're done.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But the anyway, and then of course on the optimistic, the sunny side, I think there's a good chance in 2022 we could regain the House and the Senate because what the Democrats are doing is so obviously insane. Hopefully they will not succeed.
By then, the Democrats will even be mad.
Yeah, hopefully. And then step two, hopefully like a Trump, Jim Jordan ticket could overcome the election fraud and get into the White House. And then we go, we build, we rebuild, we redo what Donald Trump did and then go beyond and do more. So it could go either way. And it does all depend on us. And you do have
who's
to have
that the really good. Who's that real good-looking woman governor out your way? And she's a conservative, and she's beautiful. She'd make an excellent running mate for Trump because she's a woman.
Yeah, Governor Noem of South Dakota. She's great. She's wonderful.
Wouldn't she be a good vice president for Trump?
I like her. I like her. And
possibility.
Yeah, we've got some real heroes. So Anyway, Vaughn, I mean, it's great to hear your optimism, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that about, you know, folks in this audience, because I want to build up your spirit. Oh, you're kidding. I'm muted. What happened there? Have I been muted for a while? Okay. I must have. Okay. Sorry, folks, if you didn't hear my voice, I was muted. I was talking with Vaughn in Ohio, so that was working out fine. I'm back. David, North Carolina, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, David. Yeah, you're on the air, David.
Oh, okay. I want to make a couple of comments about Fauci, the Jim Jordan, Anthony Fauci contest, and then a personal story. Fauci, if you're going to be scientific, you have to give criteria of when something is going to be done. Like, for instance, if you're going to either lift a lockdown or in some manner alter a lockdown, all that Jordan was doing was asking Fauci for scientific criteria, and Fauci was deliberately being unscientific. And for someone to talk like that and be practically worshipped as a god of science by millions of liberals, uneducated liberals, obviously, is just doing a terrible disservice.
Yes, and you know, I can just tell that you're aware of this, David, is that the science of health, you know, if you're not willing to talk about zinc or D3 or sunshine or vitamin C or nutrition of any kind, if you're not willing to talk about, like, hey, you want to write an executive order, Joe Biden? Good. Make it illegal to buy, sell, or transport cigarettes. Yeah, I don't advocate that, but I'm saying if you got to write an executive order, do that one. How many millions of lives will you save? Get rid of those Coca-Colas. yes, there's no interest. This is an important thing. They're not interested in your health or my health. They're not interested in happiness in America, life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. The liberals, the left, the communists, they are into pain. They are into pain. That's why I like to make fun of Gretchen Whitmer what do I call her? The whip lady. What do they call those? Bondage woman. She's into pain. She just loves inflicting. Yeah, dominatrix, that's it. Yeah, okay, that's good. She's a classic left winger.
Not that I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, exactly. But I saw her in that black leather and those high heel shoes and that cherry red lipstick, and I went, whoa, I've seen this. Wait, no, I haven't seen it before. But they're into pain. They're into suffering. They're into riots. They love riots. They love things burning, you know, tearing down our statues. You know, if I told you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, there'd be people splashing red paint and filth on the face of George Washington and pulling his statue down, all over the country, and you'd say this is impossible. But this is what they're into. They are into chaos, pain, destruction, and what motivates them. I was looking in my copy of 1984 for the quote from O'Brien, who's the villain. And I just haven't found the exact passage, but it's one where he says, Winston, you still don't understand what motivates us. He's talking about the inner party, the Biden, Pelosi, Schumer group. He said, what motivates us is death. It's destruction. We don't have some ideological goal. No, what we worship power for the sake of power. It's a wonderful passage from George Orwell, who is this genius who realized these things way back in 1948. And but that, yes, exactly. That's what this guy Fauci, he's not a real doctor. And I love that Dr. Ron Paul called him on that. He said very early on, Ron Paul, you know, smelled a rat. And then he said, he pronounced on his radio show, Ron Paul said, he's a fraud. Fauci's a fraud.
He definitely is. Let me go ahead and tell my personal story, and then I'll get off. And if somebody else wants to get in and talk, that I was at a wedding yesterday, just outside Chapel Hill, and you can imagine Chapel Hill, the center of liberalism of just not only North Carolina but probably the entire Southeast. And I was at this wedding of a friend of mine, and the reception. And
okay, we'll pause right there. We'll come back to Chapel Hill right after this break, folks. And then we'll go to James in Canada.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails,
hey, we're back,
in a clear blue sky.
And of course, everybody in this audience does care, including David there in North Carolina. David, you're telling us about a wedding in Chapel Hill. Go ahead. David? Oh, David's gone. Okay, well, hopefully it was a great wedding there in Chapel Hill, and we'll get that story later. James in Canada, we have a few minutes left. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm just looking at two eagles soaring above here. They're soaring, two of them, about 1,000 feet.
Oh, that's
really
nice.
Really.
Yeah, we get eagles here in North Dakota. Nice.
Yeah, well, okay. Say, you listen, what was I going to say? Yeah, the Coca-Cola thing. I had a buddy who was in Saipan in 1944. And when they would leave islands, they'd just take that Coca-Cola and shove it into the ocean. Well, that's true. They pushed a lot of it into the ocean. It's stuff that didn't get used.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Coca-Cola, yeah, they provided all the Coke and, you know, the other products. Coca-Cola, of course, is an enormous empire with 100 different brands, but 95% of everything they make is completely toxic. And I'd feel bad if I worked on, I don't, anybody out there, you know, you got to have a job. Somebody out there, if you work for Coca-Cola, I forgive you. You know, you got to put food on your table. But if you're an executive and you're running that company and you're causing that to happen, there's so many good things we could do for our health. And by the way, I was talking about vaccines in this light, folks. I think I would survive a vaccination. You know, somebody vaccinated me. I'd tell you what, I'd pump up the vitamin C and the D and all the other great things I already take. So I don't want to portray it as if the, you know, if you got a vaccine, if you got a shot or a vaccine, you know, if you're in the military, they're going to force you to get vaccinations. And no, I don't think that's the way to go. You know, long term, these guys, Fauci, you know, give an inch, they'll take a mile. They've given the double injection now on the Moderna and the Pfizer. Now they're talking about the Pfizer chief came out and said, well, I think we need a third shot now. And then he upped the ante more, moving the goalposts. He said, I think we need a booster every year.
I think the expression, you're going to get topped up. They don't say another. They say we need to top you up.
Yeah, and you know, look, we as people, we've been on the face of the earth for however long you want to think, folks, but it's been a long, long time, and we didn't have vaccines. We've had viruses, and we've had disease and sickness and everything for as long as we've been here. Germs aren't new, viruses aren't new, and we've dealt with them just fine with our immune systems. And there's a funny clip out there. You know, George Carlin, I think he's not a very right-wing guy, but Alex Jones plays a clip of George Carlin, the comedian who's now dead. He said, we grew up, he said, I can't imitate his voice, but he said, we grew up on swimming in the Hudson River when I was a little boy. This would be in the 1940s. We grew up swimming in the Hudson River where there was raw sewage. We were swimming in raw sewage. And he said, none of my little buddies got polio. Because we had, our immune systems were killer immune systems. He says the polio germs didn't have a chance.
We'll talk to you again. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, that it's a funny George Carlin video audio. Well, listen, James, I love that eagle sighting there in Canada. And let's get you back on the show next week and you can give us some more. I'll see you all in the Trump Clubhouse here next week. And remember, Donald Trump tomorrow night, he's going to announce something huge, huge, and we'll share it next Sunday. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.